This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, October 5th. God's word to you today is Questions and Answers, and this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 11 from the New International Version, and it says, "To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. All these are the works of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one, just as He determines." Question: how does one differentiate between the gift of speaking in other tongues and the gift of diversity of tongues? Answer: by reason of use. The more you walk with God, the more it becomes second nature by reason of use. The same thing with discernment of spirits and all the gifts. It is by reason of use. Question: is it possible for someone to operate in more than one gift? Also, can the gifts be taken away? Plus, how does one sustain the gifts one has been given? Answer: it can please the Lord as He wills to allow people to operate in multiple gifts. Sometimes, it also depends on how active your walk with God is. In my life's experience, I have seen all the gifts manifest at different times. In different seasons, different gifts are emphasized. But because it has been emphasized does not mean I claim them as my gifts. I just flow with God and let His will be done. Let God do what He wants to do. We talked about ministry gifts. In each of those ministry gifts, there are sign gifts that accompany the ministry gifts. And those sign gifts are more recurrent in those ministry gifts. For instance, the ministry gift of the evangelist. You will find out that evangelists usually have the workings of miracles and faith. It is profound. The people that have the evangelic call have the working of miracles and huge faith and some form of healings. I'm not talking about the false prophets, because the word has been bastardized. The prophets will have word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirits, prophecy. Sometimes they will have the interpretation of tongues. A pastor must have the gifts of discernment of spirit, otherwise he is on a suicide mission. So those different ministry gifts have different sign gifts emphasized, and gifts that appear to be resident. So, can God take a gift away? I would say yes and no. Technically no, because the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. This is A-levels. That is why you can see people who are obviously in error still operating the gifts of God, and it is pure and authentic. However, it is a dangerous place to be. Why I said yes also is because God is sovereign, and He can restrict and withdraw anything He wants to withdraw, and no one can question Him. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask for the grace to flow with God. I give you free sway in my life, Lord. Have your way and establish your will through me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.